This is the Jewish News Podcast in association with Genesis Philanthropy Group, supporting Jewish communities worldwide. I'm Michael Daventry, and coming up on this programme... We ask, who is Eric Zemmour? He's provocative, he wants to ban non-French names like Muhammad, and the French chief rabbi says he's an anti-Semite. But he has also come seemingly out of nowhere to become a lead candidate for president of France, which is one of the world's richest countries and a major nuclear power. The question is, can he win? There are two countries in the world today where the head of state is Jewish. The first is obviously Israel, where Isaac Herzog recently became its 11th president. The second is Ukraine, where the president Volodymyr Zelensky was born in 1978 to Jewish parents. By next spring, there could be a third, and a lot closer to home, now that Éric Justin Léon Zemmour has declared his candidacy to become the next president of France. This is a man who's built a brand for himself around anger and hostility towards immigrants, especially Muslims. He says there's a need for a reconquest, a deliberate reference to the Spanish Inquisition. His opponents say that doesn't tally with his background, because Eric Zemmour is Jewish. He was born in a Paris suburb in 1958. His parents were Jews who'd moved recently from Algeria, away from the bitter war of independence that was being fought there against France. But he spends a lot of his time insisting that he is not a migrant. I was born in France, he says. My parents were French citizens. It's a point he perhaps wants to underscore, because Eric Zemmour's popularity has soared over his views on immigration. A lot of what Eric Zemmour has said would place him firmly alongside the far-right leader that France already has.
Je suis malheureuse pour les électeurs LR, car en réalité...
Her name is Marine Le Pen. They both claim that Islamism is an existential threat to France's future. But Zemmour has gone further. He's argued that foreign first names, not just Muhammad, like we said at the beginning of this podcast, but perhaps even Hebrew first names like Eliyahu or English ones like Kevin should be banned, and that French Muslims should be made to choose between their country and their religion. Zemmour has twice been convicted of inciting racial hatred. Some might say that makes him a natural ally to Le Pen, but Zemmour takes things further because... and there's no real other way of putting this. He loves to have an argument and be controversial, not least because it keeps him in the news. There was another presidential candidate not so long ago who loved to do that.
Shall I read you the statement? Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on?
It does feel that France's presidential election is featuring its very own version of Donald Trump. And that's why Eric Zemmour is quite different from Marine Le Pen. Take Vichy France, the puppet regime set up by Nazi Germany after it defeated the French in the Second World War. Like anywhere in occupied Europe, Vichy France saw Jews rounded up in vast numbers across the country to be taken to concentration camps. Few argue with this. Even the French state, which admitted in 1995 that it was guilty of assisting the Holocaust. Zemmour says this isn't true. He's a polemicist, as we've been hearing. He loves to argue, and he says that the Vichy French regime under Marshal Pétain certainly helped to expel hundreds of thousands of foreign Jews from Eastern Europe. These were the Jews who'd fled to France before it fell. But in his book, published 7 years ago, Zemmour argued Vichy France actually tried to protect French Jews from expulsion. Most mainstream historians say this is simply not true. They say that if Zemmour and his family had been living in Vichy France in the 1940s, they would have been deported. What you're hearing here is the voice of Haïm Korsia, the chief rabbi of France, during an interview on French public television earlier in the autumn. He's just been asked if he believes Eric Zemmour is racist. The chief rabbi pauses before answering.
Est-ce qu'il est raciste, Eric Zemmour?
Antisémite, certainement. Raciste, évidemment. Quand vous dites simplement que...
Anti-Semitic, certainly. Racist, obviously. That's his answer. The chief rabbi goes on to say that he believes in two documents, France's constitution, which enshrines human rights, and the Bible, which tells you to love foreigners because you too were a foreigner in the land of Egypt. It's strong language, and it isn't just because of Zemmour's views on Vichy France. Zemmour's new book contains a passage about a terrorist attack on a Jewish school in Toulouse back in 2012, one that killed children as young as three. He appeared to suggest that the gunman's victims did not belong to France because their families chose to bury them not on French soil, but in Israel. Anthropologists, Zemmour wrote, have taught us that we are from the country where we are buried. He defended that view in a live television interview back in September by saying he'd spotted a problem with France's sense of identity. Why is it, he asked, that the Jewish victims of the attack were laid to rest in Israel and the gunman was buried in Algeria? He said, "My parents are buried in France. They're not buried in Israel. The French drama is that we no longer make French people."
Le drame français, c'est qu'on ne fait plus des Français. On ne les fait plus à l'école.
No longer in school, he says, no longer on television, no longer in the dominant culture. That's it. My book says, look, we can no longer assimilate. It's sad. Zemmour also suggests Alfred Dreyfus, that French Jewish army captain from the 19th century who was infamously and wrongly convicted of high treason, may not have been innocent. Comments like these have led some to suggest that Eric Zemmour isn't really Jewish. He certainly said very little publicly about his own faith. The New York Times says he told a French magazine 7 years ago that he's an atheist, but he keeps kosher at home, and sometimes goes to synagogue on the High Holy Days where he says he's warmly received. So Zemmour doesn't ignore his Jewish family background, maybe, but for him to say it is French identity that should always be supreme, that seems to be his central message. In fact, his message is probably best summarised in four words: make France French again. There's no question that this is a candidate of the far right, not of the French mainstream, and it's a far right that seems prepared to fight. At a Zemmour rally in the first weekend of December, anti-fascism protesters who appeared wearing anti-racism t-shirts were attacked and beaten by Zemmour supporters. Zemmour himself was caught in the violence when somebody in the crowd reached out to grab him into a headlock. It was Zemmour's security detail that had to wrestle him free. Now, there's little doubt that Zemmour has certainly caught the public imagination over the issue of French identity, but there's something more. Think back to some of the most divisive campaigns we've seen in recent years, like the Brexit referendum or the 2016 American presidential election. Those involved candidates who managed to persuade people that they were fighting against the establishment, the mainstream politicians. Eric Zemmour is doing that too. In November, he had a spat with London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, who said Zemmour was not welcome in the British capital because of his divisive politics in a city that traditionally celebrates diversity. But Zemmour came anyway, and he used every media opportunity while he was here to attack the mayor for being sectarian and totalitarian. Attacking Muslim politicians doesn't harm him at home. It didn't harm Donald Trump either. So the question is, can he win? The short answer is that no opinion poll so far has shown him on top, but he has soared in just the last few months, dislodging Marine Le Pen on the far right. And what's more, by evoking perceptions of France's former glory, he's making inroads with centre-right voters as well. You've already heard his views on Vichy France. Zemmour also speaks flatteringly of Napoleon and Charles de Gaulle. In fact, his very video announcing he was a candidate for president was deliberately crafted to look like de Gaulle's wartime radio broadcast, encouraging the French resistance from London. Images like that could play well with middle-class voters who traditionally support centre-right movements like the Republicans. It could be enough for Zemmour to knock Marine Le Pen into third place and secure a second-round runoff against Emmanuel Macron. Now, opinion polls so far indicate that in a head-to-head contest, Macron would defeat Zemmour, and he'd do it comprehensively. But remember that Macron came seemingly out of nowhere just 4 years ago to defeat mainstream candidates and win the French presidency. Remember also that Zemmour is essentially the Donald Trump of French politics. He doesn't need to be right, he just needs to make headlines. So it's going to be a divisive and bitter few months to come in French politics. That's it from the Jewish News Podcast in association with Genesis Philanthropy Group. Through its partners, GPG is working to support the growth of Jewish community life in the UK and worldwide. To find out more, visit gpg.org. All that's left for me to do is to thank you for listening. Please do subscribe to the show in your podcast application. That way you'll hear any previous episode or be informed when new episodes become available. Don't forget that for more information on any of the stories that we've featured, you can always go to jewishnews.co.uk, and if you'd like to comment, then we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is editorial@jewishnews.co.uk. That's editorial@jewishnews.co.uk. So from me, Michael Daventry, do join us next time here on the Jewish News Podcast. Goodbye.